The bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill was signed into law yesterday, which will pour billions of dollars into the nation's roads, ports, power lines, plumbing, broadband, all the things. If you're watching Dumb Money, we know that you're following the money. $1 trillion could be a huge investment opportunity if you pick the right stocks. The thing is, the plan has been public for months. The headlines from this past summer were that the infrastructure bill was nearing the finish line. Biden's plan for the infrastructure has been widely discussed and debated and invested in since even before the election. Some of our trades have already paid off, and part of our investment strategy was that things were not going to get done in Washington. As expected, the $1 trillion plan was cut back from the initial $2.3 trillion proposal. So is it too late to invest? Are there any stocks that haven't already made their move? Today on Dumb Money, we found a few trades that we think have room to move, but this bill becoming a law is a tipping point, and it could be the last chance to invest. We are Dumb Money.
Three friends who turned $30,000 into $30 million using nothing more than Twitter and a zero commission trading account.
The suits that work on Wall Street, they call those people the smart money. That's not us.
Our goal is to help level the playing field for everyday investors.
We are Dumb Money.
Hey there, Dave here, along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live, Infrastructure Investment Edition. If you like roads and bridges and broadband and the information superhighway, take a second, stimulate that like button. Chris, Jordan, out of the $1 trillion, there is an indication that some of the first money is going to be spent in a few specific areas, improving access to broadband, replacing lead pipes for drinking water, clearing the crazy backlog at the ports. Spending has already been announced there. Do any of your trades today relate to any of those areas?
No.
I didn't think so.
Just the one word, no.
Where are you putting your money?
I'll let you guys go first. I think my trade is a little, it's like related. It's just a different way of thinking about this bill and the repercussions it will have. I'll call it one level off from the bill, which I think is the best way to think about this, because I feel like a lot of the stuff that's directly in the bill that's obvious has played its way. It's played out, right? It's played out heavy the last week. Yeah. It's kind of astonishing that there were still moves to be made this last week. I'm actually shocked at some of the moves this last week based on this bill, because it seems so obvious who the winners were. You think that people would have front run this weeks ago, but they didn't. They waited to the last minute. And like, I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't, you know, make some of these trades a week and a half ago. But generally, our trades from the last year are playing out now on this, right? But what are you guys thinking? What is there a trade left for you guys?
So I'll tell you that my immediate thought when I hear infrastructure is like Caterpillar. They're up 20% since a year ago, but they're down 14% from their high this summer. So it's like a knee-jerk reaction, big equipment play. That would be the thing that comes to mind for me. My next thought, that's not my pick. The company that would provide a bunch of the big equipment, United Rentals, but they are already up 80% in a year, 400% since the pandemic crash. I like them as a long-term play. I do think they'll benefit from the infrastructure bill, but they're not my pick. I also went a little off. I went a different direction. So my pick is actually doubling down on one of my current favorites, which is crypto, the digital infrastructure, because I don't know if you noticed, but there's a controversial provision in the bill that requires all crypto brokers to issue 1099s. The controversy is over how brokers are defined. The new language would include crypto exchanges. And there right now, a bipartisan group of senators trying to narrow that scope with some new legislation on top of this legislation. But either way, I think crypto is something that, if you think about it, you're going to pay taxes whether you get a 1099 or not. So to me, getting a 1099 just makes it easier to figure out how much I actually owe. But whatever. The language in the bill seems to have triggered the crypto markets. Both Bitcoin and Ethereum were down 10%. So I'm buying the dip.
Yeah, that seems like a temporary dip, at least based on that news, right, Dave? Because that news will pass. And we all know when it comes to crypto, regulation sucks in the short term, but in the long term, if it means crypto, if it gives crypto a path to becoming too big to fail, hell yes, bring it on. Because ultimately, the gain, right, the positive from that is way bigger than the negative.
And they included it to have a way to help pay for some of these programs, right? They know that there's crypto taxes that aren't being collected, so they're trying to figure out a way that is a fair way to report and do all of that. it's impossible to keep track of your like crypto earnings, especially when you're buying in one place and then sending it to another place. And then it's so complicated. I wish I could just get a report, but then I wish the IRS would just send me a bill instead of me trying to figure it out. Yeah.
For those of us that are actually okay paying our taxes as high as they might be, we actually like stuff like this because we don't care. We'll pay our taxes. Just tell us what they are. Just make it easy for us, right?
I told that to an IRS agent who was sitting in my dining room during an audit. Like, why don't you just tell me how much
I owe? IRS agent living with you for like a month, Dave.
Not a month. It was more like a week. But
that's
yes, every
because
day
they'll
for
let errors in their favor sit, but errors in your favor, they will not. And so they get more money by acting like that. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
All right. So that's my pick. Bitcoin, Ethereum, just more into that. I just wired $400,000 in it for my bank account to my crypto account over at Coinbase. How about you, Jordan? I think Chris wants to go last.
Oh, he can go last. Yeah, that's fine. So I was looking at all the usual suspects like Martin Marietta, Nucor, you know, some of those guys. They've made huge gains. I'm looking at one that has, I mean, it did make pretty good gain, I think. You know, through the summer, it's currently back down a little bit. I'm looking at CMEX. There's going to be just a ton of demand for concrete. I think they're the best player in the game. They are a Mexican company, but they, you know, you can buy the stock here, no problem. And they do, they're a big player here. So, you know, roads and bridges and construction projects that the government's going to support. Plus, I mean, we are still in the middle of a big building boom. Everybody that I know that's in you know, civil engineering or construction, they've never been busier. And so cheap interest rates, you know, combine that along with some of these infrastructure projects. I think it's kind of a no-brainer to be in the cement mixing game.
What's their ticker?
CX.
That's what.
Yeah, Jordan, it feels like that world, if you really look at what's about to happen the next few years, right? Yeah, their stocks are up. Like, do we get any relief? Like, it's going to continue. The demand is going to continue to grow, I think, for like 2 to 6 years, right? Like, it's just going to, we're just going to be on this run of infrastructure and cement and building. And, you know, we actually pulled out of a huge restaurant project that we were building on like a 17 acre plot that was going to require an insane amount of concrete. The cost of concrete was going to be like $800,000 for us, and then
look, the concrete companies, they're not sold out, right? But I mean, they're running low. I mean, they're producing everything they can produce right now. So other than those guys, I still like energy plays, just because it takes, you know, there's no electric cat, right? These things all run on diesel and
not yet. There's not an electric cat yet.
It
could happen, right? Hey, you know, so. We'll see that day, but right now, you know, just as far as energy density, you still get the best bang for your buck out of big oil.
Oh, okay. I'm ready, guys. I'm ready. So,
all right. I want to hear it.
There's a part of this bill that is totally played out in the market, and it's the piece of the bill. I think it's like $7 billion, which doesn't sound like a ton, but it's a ton when it comes to, the EV infrastructure charging stations. Now, all these charging stocks have just gone through the roof over the past couple of weeks. And there's a lot of controversy as to whether these stocks will ever be profitable based on the underlying fundamentals. I want nothing to do with them. Like, they've had a huge run up. It's such an obvious play on the bill. We're spending huge. I think we're going to grow to 500,000 charging stations over the next 8 or 9 years. So we'll be adding roughly 50,000 charging stations a year. So there's a bunch of companies in that space. I don't want to talk about them because they've all had huge run-ups. But there is another trade here. And before I say it, we're not financial advisors. These are our thoughts. This is what we're doing inside of our accounts. You know, we don't know what your risk tolerance is. So please speak to a financial advisor. Do your own homework. Poke holes in this thesis. On our Discord, dominate.tv/Discord, please poke holes in our thesis and let's have that debate. The one thing that I've noticed this week, both with the charging stations, because it's absolutely insane the degree that these charging stocks went up, and even EV companies like Rivian, my mind is blown as to what's happening with Rivian right now. But the one takeaway from all of this is that when there is news flow that intersects with EV, people will push these stocks way further than you ever would imagine they should be pushed at that moment in time. And fundamentals are completely irrelevant, right? We know that, right? Fundamentals are relevant when it comes to Rivian right now. So we have to think about the future. We have a funding bill that is going to guarantee that we have 500,000 charging stations around the country. What is that going to do? One step away, that is yet another massive tailwind for EV. And I mean massive tailwind. Am I buying EV car companies? Absolutely not. I'm not buying more. I already own my Tesla, right? I own a few of them. I'm not spending more money on EV car companies. That's the obvious play. I think the most interesting play here, if we look out a year or two, the next sector, I think, to heat up, to overheat, for people to get overly excited about, to make the headlines in the same way that these charging stations did this last month, in the same way that Rivian is right now and Tesla has for the last 6 years, at some point in the next few months to next few years, I think the hottest topic in the world is going to become lithium. Okay. And anything related to battery tech, battery supply chain. The stocks have all massively recovered from their summer slump. Why were they in a summer slump? Because we had a huge downtick in demand for lithium during the pandemic. Okay. Car manufacturers and everyone else pulled back. We had an oversupply of lithium. But here's the thing, and you don't need to spend 100 hours researching lithium to understand this. Basically, everybody agrees that we are going to hit a lithium shortage of supply somewhere between 2022 and 2025. I'm not going to go into the deep analysis as to why it would be 22 or why it would be 25, but at some point that shortage is coming. Now, every lithium manufacturer in the world is racing to expand their production capacity. But even with all the production capacity that's coming online, it still looks like we're going to get a pretty severe shortage between 22 and 25. What does that tell me? That tells me that somewhere between 22 and 25, we're going to get a massive amount of news stories and commentary talking about this lithium shortage. Because right now, only people that are really into these lithium stocks are talking about it, okay? I think when that happens, and when people like Elon, who has already come out, if you saw his tweet last week, he came out and said, hey, everyone chill out, because right now we're constrained due to chips today, but we're about to be constrained in the future due to batteries, okay? And due to everything that it takes in the battery supply chain to produce batteries. So I am super long, have been super long this space since last year. I added to my positions this week. And by the way, an additional little tailwind, California just passed a bill, okay? And by the way, you know, when California goes, so does the rest of the country. Ready for this, Dave? You're going to love this. They are banning anything but zero emission for small motor devices that go in like leaf blowers or lawnmowers or all that stuff. I think it's 2024. There's a chance it could get pushed due to some random things in the bill, like I won't get into, but roughly 2024 in the state of California, there'll be no more leaf blowers, no more lawnmowers being sold unless they're electronic. If that happens nationwide and globally, which I think it will, and I hope it does, there's just so many tailwinds for lithium. And yes, you can make a case that because of what's happening to lithium, there's so much science figuring out how do we produce batteries with less lithium, right? And I get that, but that is going to be years away, in my opinion, many years away. I think we're going to see a boom in the lithium sector in the next couple of years. I don't know when, but I'm preparing for it. And my favorite stock seems a little obvious. It's Lithium America. It's the one I've been touting for the last year, LAC. There's also Piedmont. There's also Livent, okay, which is big in South America. The interesting thing about Lithium America is that they have access to the largest lithium mine in North America, in the U.S. And as we know, they are already discussing all types of tax credits if you're able to manufacture batteries and put batteries in your car that were produced here in the U.S., okay? Lithium America is going to be that monster. And for anyone that doesn't understand the lithium space, what you need to know is it takes an incredible amount of time to get the legal and federal and state rights to actually mine lithium. It takes years and years and years. So Lithium America is like deep in this process, has a really big head start, access to the biggest mine. For me, it's the most obvious play, but there are others. Again, there's Livent, there is Piedmont. There are a whole host of really interesting lithium mining companies in Australia that I'll talk about on another day. They're smaller, higher risk, but much higher rewards. I will. That will be its own episode at some point.
I hey, do Chris, I'll add something on to this lithium space that you're talking about, and that is, and Mr. Super Gibbs, thank you for jogging my brain, is copper. I was reading a story the other day that basically said that electric vehicles can use almost as much copper as like a house use. And so what's going to end up happening is that however much copper we're using right now in the next like 5 to 10 years, it's possible we could be using like 9 to 10 times as much copper. And so copper and copper mining companies might be something to look into. Now, I'm no, you know, I'm no expert on commodities, but it feels like that's going to be another material that'll be supply constrained going forward.
Also, Jordan, Westwater Resources, one of my holdings that has not done well. I mean, this thing got cut in half. They are, again, not in lithium, but, you know, tangentially related to the battery supply chain trade. There are other minerals that go into batteries. There's a lot of ways to play it. Honestly, going back to last episode, guys, the Dantes, you know, the guy that won our best investor contest who made insane money last year, he is, I think, probably one of the world's foremost experts in trading of these lithium stocks. And that's who I follow, right? Like, I'm following his tweets daily, and I'll give you his address again if you haven't started following. It's Dantes Trading, DanTesTrading. I'm not endorsing him, but it's who I follow, right? Highly recommend just using him for discovery, information discovery, and doing your own research. But I bought more of Lithium America. I also bought more of a bunch of other random. Here's what's really cool. So this guy, and I can't say his real name, he won't let me, but that Twitter account, he invests in all kinds of really small cap, like small, medium cap stocks related to the sector. I throw money in all of them, guys. I throw money in all of them. I just want to be invested in the entire sector. I absolutely love it. I love it. And I think, listen, it's not about fundamentals, because I think before fundamentals kick in this sector, irrational exuberance is going to kick in on this sector at some point, right?
Well,
and I'm investing
meaning,
for the irrational
right? so
exuberance.
So when you brought up lawnmowers, weed eaters, blowers, you know, I mow my own yard. I switched over to an electric lawnmower. It's the best thing that's ever happened. And so it's not just California. Pretty much anybody that's buying a lawnmower right now is taking a hard look at Ego and some of these brands, and they more lithium, more copper, all of these materials that they need.
Yeah, I'm not in Lithium America right now, and I'm trying to remember why. I just timed it the exact worst way. I was looking. I probably got in right around the beginning of the year up here in January, and I held on to it for 6 months. I'm like, this isn't going anywhere except for down.
And you then got your tax loss, Dave.
By the way, you know, graphite is, Westwater is graphite, guys. Again, you know, we can't explain it all in this episode, but it's fascinating all the ways, all the opportunity ahead in terms of battery supply chain. We don't have all the answers yet. So for me, it's spreading my money around the entire sector and then trying to have a concentration in leadership. And I do think Lithium America, you know, it's one of these rare companies. Everyone loves the management team, right? Like, usually when you get these miners, you don't have management teams that people love, but like, people really love the management team of Lithium America. And I'm so happy that I didn't get scared out of that position when it crashed this summer, like earlier this summer. And I bought more, right? I bought more. And by the way, there are numerous opportunities globally between China, Australia, South America. Lots of companies touching this space. We should do a few episodes down the road going a bit deeper, and we will do that. But that's my trade, guys.
What else are you trading this week?
This week, I am trading cannabis. I shouldn't have said that, right? Am I not supposed to say
You can
that?
Say it one time.
Okay,
just one don't time. Say it again.
I won't say
green
it again.
Green plants.
The green plants sector. I want to do an episode on that, Dave. I want to do an episode on the green plant sector. And when we do that episode, we will not use the word I just said because YouTube punishes us for using that word. So we're going to do an
are
episode on the green plant sector.
Are they listening to our conversations?
What?
They always
yes,
are
they
listening.
Are. Yes,
and
they are.
Transcribing every word
technology.
Of
it. It is a tipping point. I think it's a tipping point for the green plant sector. And there were a few articles last week talking about that tipping point. And I want to dive in deep because I'm fairly heavily invested in that sector, have been all year. And I went in deeper in that sector and I'll discuss the trades and we can talk about kind of our favorite green plant stocks coming
Perfect.
This week.